So I just spoke this last Sunday night at my church on Psalms 112. Love that Psalms. I probably would have generally passed over it in most cases because, I mean, it's a great Psalm. It's just, I mean, all the Psalms are pretty great. So there are a couple verses that really stood out. And then as I dove into it, it's just such a Psalm of confidence in Christ and who we are and what the godly man looks like and a motivation to be what Christ has declared us to be. Even though it's Old Testament, we see that everything is pointing to Jesus from the Old Testament. But I'm not really going to talk about Psalms 112. I want to talk about how I introed my sermon, because I think it was a good thing, and started with my childhood. I don't have a lot of confidence in myself sometimes because of how my childhood went. So I had a lot of verbal abuse in my home, and that had kind of shaped my mind for a long time, and I still see it in effect now. I'm 36 years old and it still affects me. So I know all of us have got our sob stories, and all of us got things we're fighting through and dealing with our family upbringing, and possibly still are, you know, maybe in the midst of that. But in the heat of anger, you know, I had parents saying things like, you know, you're an idiot, you're stupid, why are you retarded? Just very bad things to tell a young mind growing up. And so here I am, I'm 36, I'm a business owner, a father, a husband. I'm very confident in everything I've got going on, okay? Confident in myself in Christ, I'm confident in every way. But these fears creep in. And this thought of fearing looking like an idiot or sounding stupid is one of my biggest fears. And this is something I revealed to the congregation Sunday night, and only my wife knows this. Not even my close friends really know this about me. And I'm sharing this with you guys, but I also shared it Sunday night because this psalm that we were going through, Psalm 112, it just really helped me think of how you can't let the things of this world hold you back from knowing who you are in Christ and proclaiming Christ. As I'm standing in front of a congregation of people, and I don't care if it's 15 or 1,500, I would feel exactly the same, where I am fully confident in what I'm speaking on. I am fully trustworthy and sure that what I'm talking is truth from the inerrant, perfect Bible. But as I look out and of faces and see eyes staring back at me, those thoughts creep in. What if I'm not doing this right? What if I'm sounding like an idiot? What if I say something wrong, you know, theologically bad? You know, so all these fears, and it really causes me to dread talking sometimes, you know, or speaking like that. Even though I love it, I love the process, I love diving into scripture, which I wish we could all do more. Like if any of you ever have an opportunity to teach at your church in any fashion, do it, because that diving into scripture is just, bar none, the best sanctification ever. And then sharing. I could tell you guys, when I send these messages to you, they're ministering to me just as much as you, maybe more, because proclaiming Christ, man, God is like down, wraps his arms around you saying, yes, yes, tell them, you know, it's a great thing. But so this insecurity I get that creeps in, it's still a factor in my life, and it's something I pray about, and it's something I fight through. And so I started with that, because this Psalm, and I think it's verse 7 of Psalm 112, it says, the righteous man fears nothing or is not afraid of bad news. You know, and there's just these powerful verses in there, because not by his own doing. The psalm constantly goes back to praise the Lord and rejoicing in the Lord, knowing that all this good is from God. And the fact that God is so good that just his overflow of us being made in his image is this wonderful man that we're reading about in the Psalms. We're not even, the Psalms 112 isn't even talking about God, he's talking about the man of God. Psalms 111, which is in relation to 112, talks about who God is. So just where this man sounds so great, and that's just the man. So imagine how great God is. But so I want to encourage you guys that, and I know I just a couple messages ago I kind of stressed this, but what's holding you back from proclaiming Christ to your platform that you've been given? We can't let things hold us back, because you're going to be more knowledgeable than someone else. Okay, even if you don't know everything, I encourage you guys to learn. Be learning so much so that you can't help but share. Because, you know, I doubt your salvation if you're not proclaiming Christ. And I know that sounds harsh, but if you know God, you have no chance to hold it in. It's such a beautiful, strong truth. It should just be about to burst out your mouth if you can't talk about it. you know, and you're living it out, and there's just so many factors that, you know, you can't have just said a prayer one time and think that you're saved. There's fruits of the Spirit that need to be seen. There's a life that needs to be led, and there's speech that needs to happen. We need to be proclaiming and not going on, the 2-week-long missions trip in Africa, which is great, but no, our biggest mission field is right next door. So I love you guys. I want to encourage you, don't let anything in this world, don't let Satan, don't let your flesh, don't let anything hold you back from proclaiming Christ. Love you guys.